a huge yashikoyach, to Rav Doivi Shlita. Rav Dovi's father, Rabbi Lederer, Mr. Lederer, thank you so much. As Dovi mentioned, this is beyond amazing. When Dovi asked me, I honestly thought, I said, it's a cute idea, it's going to just be Dovi and myself. And like, holding at the window, waiting as everybody like waves to us. I literally thought, I said, it's cute, like trying to be nice and polite, but not thinking another soul would be there. And to see such a large chevra is beyond inspiring, very heartening, and just tremendous chizuk. It speaks volumes in each and every one of you. The natural reaction is to literally run with a chicken without a head. You finish your last final. The last thing you want to do is stay put. And everybody's desire to remain here is indicative of a great love for the Ribbono Shel Olam, of a great desire to grow, get closer to the Father in heaven. And it's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. This is showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu what the priority is. Showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu what we're really about. And Yasher Koach to all of you. All right, you could all go home now. I'm kidding. That was a test. Fans, like, I'm out of here. No, but it really, really, really great. Topic I want to learn tonight, today, is a crucial topic. The Mashpia, Rav Weinberger, Shlita, this past Sunday, maybe you're following, spoke about this at great length with tremendous heart, passion, and a whole back and forth. He wrote an article in Mishpacha magazine. There was a response to his article. He wrote a response to the response, and it got labedik. You gotta love the Yid and all machlokas l'shem shemayim. And it's so important to learn this topic. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for us. I would suggest that some of us, perhaps, our image of God is this person in heaven with lightning bolts. And if we do something wrong, ready to strike and out to get us. And perhaps some of us feel that the mitzvos might be a burden, might be a tircha, might be difficult and challenging. And when I look at all of them, the 613, is it exciting? Is it in my best interest? Perhaps, not Dovi, of course, Chas V'Shalom, but the rest of us mortals, the rest of us Jews might think, besides the great Rebbe, we might think, is it true what we're going to learn today? Of course it's true! The Ribbono Shel Olam's love for every single Jew is the ABCs of Yiddishkeit. How much the Ribbono Shel Olam loves us with tremendous, tremendous love, eternal, that we can't even understand. And for all of you honors people thinking, ah, it's cute, it's fluffy. No! It's right in the Torah. It's right in the Torah, right in Chazal, right in our great commentaries. And Otios Machkimos, Oisios Machkimos, the letters will enliven us, will enlighten us, will make us wise. Without further ado, source number one. Coming from the Halakha Sefer Dvarim, Ki Am Kadosh Ata Hashem Elokecha, your holy nation to Hashem, your God. Becha Bechar Hashem Elokecha, Hashem chose you, Liyot Lo Am Skula Mikol Amim, to be this treasure nation, Mikol Amim Asher Pnei Adama, from all the nations on the earth. Pasuk Zayin, Lo Miru Bechem Mikol Amim, Chashak Hashem Bachem, not because you're more numerous, Hashem Acheshek, desires us. Again, these are Pasuk Pshat Psukim. This is our Mesorah, this is our life. Kim Chenu V'Yerach Yemenu, Hashem Acheshek, Vayivchar Bachem. Not because you're so great that Hashem choose you, desire you, Ki Atem Hama'at Mikol Amim. You're the least, you're the smallest of the peoples. Why did Hashem choose you? Pasuk Chet, underline it 50 times. Ki Me'avas Hashem Etchem. Because Hashem loves you. It's unbelievable. Right in the Pesukim, the Torah Kadosh telling us so clearly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us because He loves us. We don't have to say, oh, that's some like hipster idea, some new fad, it's so cool, it's God loves me, man. No! It's in the Torah Kadosh. Sefer Dvarim, Ki Me'avas Hashem Etchem. Hashem loves us, that's why He chose us. It's a love so deep, so real, so eternal, unbreakable. She gives us such chizuk. Source 2. I think this is our banner, actually. I think this is our slogan. Yeah. Now you'll actually know what it means. Pasuk from Parshas Rei. Bonim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem. You're children to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And many of us have, you know, again, it's our slogan, and you probably read it, and you're like, what the heck does that mean? Bonim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem. You're children to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo siskodedu. Don't cut yourselves. Lo tasimu karcha b'neinechem. Don't make a bald spot between your eyes. L'meis, for the dead. What's the pasuk talking about? Upon hearing the death of a relative. It used to be an Avodah Zaradik practice. They would cut themselves and make gashes in their body, mutilate themselves, because they were experiencing such intense grief and pain, overwhelming shock. We are commanded to avoid such practices. Why? Because we're children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, explains the Ibn Ezra, source 3. Again, this is the Rishonim. This is the Torah, this is the Kedosha, not just the Chabad Yidin here. This is the Ibn Ezra. What does Ibn Ezra say? V'tam bonim. Look over there, the underline. What's the reason why we shouldn't mutilate ourselves when we hear a death, when we hear these tragic news? Achar shetedu shatem banim la'Hashem. You have to know your children to Hashem. V'hohev atchem yoter me'ahav la'ben. He loves you more than a father could love a son. Rabbi Leder loves Dovi. We can't even imagine. That's why we produce a great Dovi. That's where it comes from. Great parenting. But even more than that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves for us. That's the Ibn Ezra, the great Rishonim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves for us supersedes immensely, infinitely more than any biological parent could love a child. None of you know, we don't have Ving here. It's about expecting the first child soon. Where's Ving? We don't have him here. But maybe one day you'll know. It's the greatest chus in the world to have children. I'm zocha to have young children. It's the greatest chus to love them to no end. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love is even greater. And that's why you can't cut yourself, you can't mutilate yourself on anything that happens. He call asher yaseh latovu. Whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu does is ultimately for the good. We may not understand immediately, or even in this world, but it's ultimately for the good. We're children to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The love is greater than any love a biological parent loves their child. You'll appreciate that statement once you meet Hashem, you have children. The love is so deep, so unbreakable. And that's why we can't mutilate ourselves. We can't cut ourselves when a relative passes away. Because everything ultimately is for the good. Everything in the Ribono Shel Olam is for our good. Because He loves us to no end. Wow. Go weiter. Zogi wanted to get a little Hasidic. And now we get a warm-up. The Zohar HaKadosh. It would be amazing if the shades just went down. And magically candlelight. Says the Zohar HaKadosh. Authored, of course, by Rashbi. By the great Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Il male have yodim bnei nasha richimus derachim kuch brichul Yisrael. Hashem, we have the handy dandy translation. In bnei adam hayu yodim ha'ava gedolah shekadosh baruch hu evet Yisrael. If Klai Yisrael only knew, if we truly internalize the great love that Hashem has for us, have a shoagim ki gefaria lemirdaf abatrei. What would we do? Haya shoagim kivnei harayot lerdof acharav lidavik bo. We become like lions. If we knew how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, we'd roar like lions, running after Him, to cleave to Him, to connect to Him. If we only were aware. And I really believe, Manias Daiti, we don't realize this. We sometimes, Chas V'Shalom, feel the mitzvos are a burden. It's not a good thing. It's not in my best interest. Chas V'Shalom, if we knew how much Hashem loves us, we literally would run towards Him. We want to reciprocate this love. We want to please Hashem. We want to have this relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avinu Shebashamayim. He loves us so much, I want to show my love towards Him. I want to run to Him. I want to have this relationship. I'm excited. I'm energetic. It's the greatest chus in the world. We have to realize that, as it says in Sefer Dvarim over and over again, Letov Lanu, Letov Lanu. All the mitzvos are for our good, for our good. What does it mean it's for our good? Hashem loves us to no end. Of course He gave us mitzvos for our good. To connect to Him, to experience the greatest pleasure both in this world and the world to come. We'd run like lions. Hashem loves me. He cares about me. He loves me so much. I want to run towards Him. I want to be with Him. I can't wait to connect to Him, to shower the love back, to have this beautiful relationship. And as Rav Gav says in his videos, on those Eish videos, do we view mitzvot as rules or as a relationship? Mitzvah could either mean commandment, but mitzvah also comes from the lashon savta, not grandmother, with a tzadi, to connect. The mitzvah allows to connect to Hashem, to have this great joy, this great excitement, love with the Ribono Shel Olam. Oh baby, the Nesiva Shalom, the Neslanmaner, the Slanmaner Rebbe. And by the way, for this young Hasidic group, Rav Weinberg and others suggest learning the Nesiva Shalom. If you want to become like Dovi, you have to learn the Nesiva Shalom, step-by-step guide to become a Hasid. It's written in a very nice language, great beginner's guide. The Nesiva Shalom says, we see from the Zohar HaKadosh, authored by Rashbi. What was his influence? How did he know this? And I'm not a Zohar expert, of course not, But as the ones who learn it say, this is literally every page of the Zohar. How much Hashem loves us. It's every single page. It's great and infinite love between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What was his inspiration, Rashbi? What was his Mesorah? His Rebbe. Anybody know his Rebbe? Anybody know? He's a smart man. Rebbe Akiva Prager knows it was Rebbe Akiva. That's the Y11 magic. Rebbe Akiva. He looks on. That's Rebbe Akiva. The great Rebbe of Rashbi, of course, was Rebbe Akiva. And Rebbe Akiva was the one that formulated this Yisod. Source number 5. I'm a Rebbe Akiva, Hashreichem Yisrael. You know this song. It's actually a Mishnah. Rebbe Akiva says, fortunate are you, Klai Yisrael, lifnei mi atem mitaharim. Before whom do you cleanse yourselves? Mi mitahar etzchem, who cleanses you? Avichem Shebashemayim, your Father in Heaven. Again, not cute, obscure ideas. This is a mission in Yuma, in Yom, as you would say. Your Father in Heaven cleanses us. Rabbi Kiva taught us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Heavenly Father, and we're His children. He's Avinu Shebashemayim. Wow! He's Avinu Shebashemayim, who loves us so much. We want to reciprocate this love. We should be excited, energetic, zrizus, to have this love affair with the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's exciting to do mitzvos, to do his ratzon. It's the greatest joy, pleasure, privilege in the world. Wow, that's the great Rabbi Akiva. Just parenthetically, for the Litvaks out there, there's a great vortalach of Rav Pam Zecher Tzadik Levracha on the Ter Lamelech, page 183, who explains this mission. But that's for a different chabura. That's for a different vod. That's for the Litvish vod, the counter-protest afterwards. But that's I'm just joking. But seriously, Rav Pam has a beautiful idea. Ask me after. Let's go weiter. We see the same idea cited by Rav Meir. And again, who is Rav Meir's Rebbe?
Rav Akiva.
Who's a student of Rav Akiva. There's a famous Gemara. The yeshiva this year, we did Kiddushin. Hopefully everybody got to this. But that means probably nobody. Kiddushin Lamed Vav Amar Aleph. Again, this was our own Masechet this year. Hai Mimai L'Ketanya, Banim Atem L'Shem L'Keichem. Your children to Hashem your God. And we read that from Parshas Re'eh. Bizman shatem noagim min hakbanim, the time that you act like children, atem kurim banim. That's when you get this great title, this great accolade of being banim. Once we do the ratzon Hashem, ein atem noagim min hakbanim, but if you don't act like a child, and with the proper dedication, loyalty to Hashem, ein atem kurim banim, then you're not called children. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda held, this title called children of Hashem is conditional. If we act with the proper mitzvos, if we do the right thing, then we're bunim to Hashem. It's conditional. But the great Rabbi Meir argues, Rabbi Meir Omer, ben kach u ben kach atem kroim bunim. Rabbi Meir says, no. No matter what you do, you're still called bunim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Meir taught us, it doesn't matter what you do. And he cites pasuk after pasuk after pasuk to show us, no matter what we do, we're still called bunim. What are the examples he gives? Oved Avodah Zarah. Disloyalty to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Foolish children. No matter what, we're still called HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. That's what Rav Meir says. It doesn't matter what we've done. We've Oved Avodah Zarah. Spit on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's face, Kivyachol. We're still called Banim. We're still called Banim. To the Ribbono Shel Olam. We can never sever that bond. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for us is infinite, eternal, unbreakable. We're always Banim. And who knows, how do we normally, the Y11 guys, help me out. How do we normally paskin in the Machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda? This is Mishnah now. Sorry, it's Mishnah. Very good. Shout out Y11, Y10. Rabbi Yehuda! Okay, good. We can do a little lumdus. Okay, a little lumdus. A lot of lumdus. This is a lot of lumdus. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Litvak, so Sebelitz is saying, okay, this is a nice Gemara. Sebelitz is saying, this is a very nice Gemara, but Rabbi Yehuda said, Banim Atem Shal Keichem is conditional. He saw the Gemara, Kedushin Lamevav. Rabbi Meir fought back, Ben Kach. And we normally paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, source 7. The great Rashba answers your question, Seb. The Shus HaRashba, Shus, as you know, stands for Shilos V'Tshuvos, Responsa. That's when the Jews ask questions to great rabbis and their answers are recorded. This already started with the Rishonim. You see Shus of the Rambam, Rashi, Rashba. You see this as time goes on. More recently, of course, Chacham Avadji Yosef, or Moshe Feinstein, etc., etc. That's the Shus section. It's always fascinating to look through them. Anyways, says the Rashba, where we have it underlined, Afagav, the Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Halacha, Rabbi Yehuda. Sep says, wait a second. whenever we have a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, how do we paskin? We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Hacha Rabbi Meir kraik dekayik. The Rashba says no. In this case, we paskin like Rabbi Meir. In this case, we paskin like Rabbi Meir. Why? Because he brought pasuk after pasuk that proved the point that no matter what Klal Yisrael did, they were still called banim takadosh baruch hu. The Rashba says we paskin like Rabbi Meir. This is halacha lemaisa. We paskin like Rabbi Meir. No matter what we do, ben kach, we're children of the Ribono Shel Olam. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in this case. It's not conditional. It's an inspiring idea. No matter what a Jew's done, no matter how far we've fallen and sunk, we're always children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He always loves us, always relishes our return to Him. Of course, this doesn't mean it's a free-for-all. Hashem loves me, I can do what I want. No, Chas V'Shalom. It's the exact opposite. We have to do our best in Avodas Hashem and all mitzvos and halacha to the T and be Shulchan Aruch Jews, of course. But never lose sight of the fact it comes from the greatest, greatest love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu displays for us. We go, we do two more? We do two more?
Eight.
Three more. Says Yeshayahu. And Dovi said, he's very Hasidic, I promised him. We got to get to Rabbeinu, Rabbi Nachman. Source number 8. What would it be a chabura, Dovi's chabura, without Rabbi Nachman? I know you're getting nervous. We're getting towards the end. And I'm only quoting Rashba's Rabbi Yehuda Meir. I wanted Seth to feel comfortable. But we have to, I want everybody to feel comfortable. Even Ezra's, Gemara's, that the point is, L'kola Deus. But don't worry, we'll end with the Rabbi Nachman. Says Yeshayahu, Azeyah, Perek Samech Aleph, Pasuk Chet, Ki Ani Hashem Ohev Mishpat. Abba Kadosh Baruch Hu, I love justice. I love judgment. And that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's signature trait. Ani Hashem Ohev Mishpat, Hashem loves Mishpat. We also say Hashem Alkecham Emes. The signature of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is truth. And that's why we have a judicial system. And that's why when we judge favorably and honorably and with honesty and integrity, we partner with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, make this world a beautiful place. For those of you, I don't see anybody, I won't hold a grudge, that we, in the Preke Avos Chabur during Mincha, there's a lot on that, no hard feelings, but seriously. But, hate all of you, no, but no hard feelings. Cried at yourself tonight that none of you came. But the pre-gab was a lot about that, about judges, about being fair. And that's really emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the judge of truth and of integrity. And when we follow suit, we're partnering up with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why, and there's something to know, by the way, what Yiddishkeit brought to the world, equality before the law. Back in the day, it used to be terrible tyrannies and monarchies still exist today. There was no equality. There was no representation of the common man. There was favoritism and bribery. Leviticus states explicitly, our judges cannot show favors. We do not allow bribery. Our standard is of tremendous honesty and integrity. Think about the king. Think about former monarchs. Off with your head. You had no idea. You couldn't protest. What is a Jewish king? You have to carry 2 Sifrei Torah. The king has to carry it. Nobody's above the law. He has to carry it with him. It's a very powerful lesson. That's, again, a different chabura. So, ki ani Hashem ohev mishpat. I'm Hashem, I love mishpat. Rabbi Nachman Mehuman. Source 9, Likutei Maran. Who, again, a very, very important read. It's a very important, I've only seen a little bit. Any part I see, though, personally, as Dovi knows much better, he's speaking to the generation. His insights into psychology, to the human condition, is incredible. As a nice pitch, if you want to get a taste into it, Crossing the Now Bridge is a nice one. And another one is Rabbi Nachman and You, Rabbi Nachman's Stories. There's a lot of nice literature. People that I speak to really, really connect to it. And I think the reason is because they feel that he's speaking to our generation. That it's very relevant and very powerful. Anyways, Likutei Maran. Says Likutei Maran, Va'amar, Ki Hashem Yisparach Ohev Mishpat. Hashem loves Mishpat. And like we just said, His signature is emes, is truth, is judgment. That's how the world sustains. That's how the world continues to spin. The gamu ohev Yisrael. But he also loves Klal Yisrael. Ach avaso shehu ohevet Yisrael. But the love that he loves Klal Yisrael, hi gedola yoter me'ava shehu ohevet mishpat, says Rabbeinu Nachman. Hashem loves mishpat. We could talk about that all day. But the love that he has for Klal Yisrael is even greater. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for Klal Yisrael just shows, demonstrating how incredible the love is that Hashem has for Klal Yisrael. Without Mishpat, the world doesn't continue to exist. But the love for Klal Yisrael is even greater. And that was a citation from, again, the Zohar, that Rabbi Nachman brought to the world, showing again and again how much Hashem loves us. Moshe Tzvi, so in place, we almost had him, Moshe Tzvi, Shlita. I was once speaking this out with him, and he said something very, very beautiful and simple. We say in Marv every single night, Ohev Amo Yisrael. Hashem loves His Jewish people. What's the rule with brachos? Safik brachos lahakel. If we ever have a doubt when it comes to a bracha, we rule leniently. If we're not sure if we should say a bracha or not, what do? Lahakel, we don't do it. Safik deraisa lechumra. That's why perhaps birchas a Muslim, birchas a Torah, something else, if that's deraisa. But safik brachos lahakel. If we're not sure about a bracha, should we say it or not? We don't say it. What do we see? It's no suffix at all that Hashem loves us. We say it every single night. Ohev Amo Yisrael. We know this bracha, very Moshe Tzvi. We know this bracha is true. Otherwise, we wouldn't. If we weren't sure, does Hashem love us? Should we say such a thing? We're very strict with brachos. We're sure. We're certain. This love is eternal. Ohev Amo Yisrael. So to conclude this beautiful vad, I think these are not just nice ideas. As I've demonstrated, it's from the Torah, from Chazal, from Rishonim, from the Zohar, Rabbi Nachman. We could spend the next 3 hours on this. These are just the Rashi Prakim. I think it's important for us to internalize this. It's not Hashem throwing lightning bolts at us. It's a Father in Heaven who loves us so much. It doesn't mean Chas V'Shalom that I could slack off and wake up at 12 o'clock. I think it's the opposite. It means I have to get up even earlier. I have to show my love back. I have to reciprocate the love. He loves me so much. All the mitzvahs are my best interests. I can't wait to do them. I'm excited, zealous to perform them. Mirtz Hashem, we should be zoiche to really feel this love, internalize it, and act upon it for the sake of our Avinu Shebashamayim. Yeshkoch Gadol.